We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
You are now listening to the Shots and Thoughts Podcast, hosted by Chris, Ryan, and Sean.
Wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Jesus, I thought you would.
And a Happy New Year.
Wow. Beautiful.
Clap, 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 clap.
Hi, shotties.
Got
You thought.
You thought.
You thought. What's up, shotties? Welcome to another episode of the internet's only educational improv comedy game show involving shots of liquor and D20s. It's your boy, Sean.
It's the umami poppy, Ryan.
It's the kid, Chris.
Wow. A new nickname.
Chris. I like it.
No, that's not happening.
You don't like it.
Chris?
I don't like it.
That's your Tito Chris.
Yeah, Jesus. No.
What's up, guys? Okay, so we have another week where we, just did not get simpatico with Craig. So we kind of had to do our own research like COVID deniers. And I don't know where I was going with that.
I like.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, guys.
Hey, Chris, can I have that pillow over the under?
Sure.
No, absolutely. Stop this.
Thanks.
My God. All right, shotties. The topic of today is the world's first World Cup.
Goal!
And then we're going to learn 10 fun facts about the World Cup's history. So before we start with a hypothesis, there isn't really a time for a hypothesis because it's just, we're just learning about a historical event.
Let's take a guess on when the first World Cup
was. We could take a guess on what year was the first World Cup and who were the two final countries.
Okay. Ooh. All right.
But also before we get into that, what is y'all's knowledge of soccer or everywhere outside of the United States? What they call football.
Zilch.
You used to play, right?
I used to play.
That's how you got those calves of steel, right?
No.
Oh, that's from growing, right?
Running with horses.
That's right.
Running with horses. No, I used to play.
Chattanooga energy, dude.
And I used to like work out. Shout out to our friend Jake. We used to work out together. We go over there. Your school, they went to Dawson. Dawson High School. There's a school nearby our neighborhood, and they had open goals. I think all the how it is set up now is completely different. It's all like
gated,
gated and fenced up. But we just go back there and like kick for like hours. Damn. And I think that's how Tim. Shout out to our former guest Tim. He's been a guest, right?
No, wow. We need yet to get Tim. We need to get Tim. What are we doing?
Oh man,
you're lucky.
Uh-huh. No,
the former
but,
third host of Summit.
That's how he messed up his like ankle. Like he had to get in a boot, I think.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he
slid. I think
slid.
I remember that.
There was a time, it was actually probably 8 years ago, the last two World Cups ago, where we were just, everyone got into soccer. Like we would hella play soccer.
I remember 2014 World Cup was lit. I feel like everybody was into it.
I think that was like Vuvuzela year. Was that?
Maybe 2010 was Vuvuzela, I feel like.
Maybe. But that was, I used to be really into it. Right now, just my mind can't get into it. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I follow the scores.
Yeah.
But as far as World Cup experience, I don't know. And knowledge, I mean, not experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Experience, I've been there. Knowledge, not so much.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever watched a football/soccer game in its entirety.
Yeah, that whole was 90 minutes.
Except for like when my sister was in high school.
Plus 15.
Yeah, I would just watch my sister play soccer games when she was in soccer. But besides that, I don't think I've ever watched a full game.
We should do that.
I mean, America has moved on. I don't know what the schedule is at all if they play again until this comes out on Monday. We're recording this on the last day of November. Or this comes out on Tuesday.
I'm pretty sure.
I know the U.S. has moved on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Suck on that.
Yeah, because I just saw all the America memes.
We're
in
knockout rounds right now.
Oh, shit. Scary.
Yeah.
Because round one and done right now. We were in the round robins.
Yeah.
So what is it now? Like 16 teams?
Yes. I think it goes 32-16.
Okay.
4-2. I think.
Okay.
Sweet 16. Elite 8.
Elite 8. Final 4.
Yeah.
2C2s. Okay. So we obviously don't know a lot. So I will say this, Shotties. If there are names that come up, foreign names, we fully apologize.
That foreign.
Because we could barely speak English, so we're probably not going to speak other countries' native tongue.
I recently listened to the Trey songs.
I thought you said Trump.
Oh, no. I recently listened to Trey songs and put out some great stuff.
Dude.
Oh, my God, dude.
At Lovers and Friends. My favorite set.
Really?
Nice. Yes, dude. Every song was a banger. I was like, oh, shit. I forgot I love Trey Songz.
How was his performance?
Good.
Nice.
Good.
Wow.
Unlike Genuine?
I heard The Dream was bad, which is a shame because
The Dream
Shots and Thoughts love The Dream in this house.
Yeah.
But I heard he did not have it anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, because didn't he get cut off and then something happened? Maybe I'm thinking about the wrong artist.
I literally know nothing about The Dream besides the Love Hate album.
Yeah, and then the one with Booty on it, and then that's the last he was good to me.
Mm.
I think he put out an album called 4, and that was not hitting.
Not fire.
Yeah, we go back recently to Trey Songz and...
Yeah. It's fucking amazing.
Great.
I just Can he sing? No, not that.
Can he still get it up?
In a way, right? can he still get up in the charts?
Oh.
Do you think he has a space right now in the R&B scene?
I feel like that type of R&B is not popping now.
Isn't that crazy?
Like R&B now is like Daniel Caesar and Trey Songz are both R&B. They're both like sexy music or whatever, but that's completely different vibes.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been listening to sometimes whenever I feel like I don't want to switch around to the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is completely off track of World Cup. There's a
huge... How did we get on Trey Songz, by the way? You just brought him up?
I said something that what did I say?
Yeah.
No. No, I said something.
That was good.
I don't know.
That was good.
Yeah.
Get me.
Oh, we were just talking about that the times, right? No.
I don't know.
Like the 2014 time. I don't know something how we got happened. Here.
Fuck. But there's okay, let me just get this off and we'll go back on track. There's a station that's Magic, 102.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do they play hip-hop, not hip-hop, but R&B, jams and stuff
that. Oh, like the from our era?
Yeah.
Nice.
Our era.
Good to know. I know, right? Isn't that crazy?
Dude, yeah.
Hurts.
We're those old heads now.
I know.
It's I know I'm 30, but anytime that I see the 90s or 30 years ago, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
See weird. It on t-shirts.
That's
and
10
stuff
years
like,
ago, brother. Is it not 10 years?
You were born, I was born in the 1919.
The 1900s.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa.
Chill out.
All right.
19.
Get my year out your fucking mouth.
Damn, you don't have a 2 in front of you?
Yeah.
You have a 2 in your birthday and birth year?
Oh, my
Jesus. Oh, we're totally fucking up the whole format of this show. We were supposed to take the first shot when we learned about it, and then we were already talking about our hypothesis, so we got to take 2 back-to-back.
Wait, we didn't make our hypothesis.
You are absolutely correct. I'm fucking tripping. All right, so before we get into our hypothesis.
Get me.
Shot number 1. We're drinking what's called a Carajillo.
Gotta heal.
Which is Liquor 43, equal parts Liquor 43 and your favorite espresso.
Nespresso.
Yeah, so I'm using an espresso pod because I don't have an actual espresso machine. But yeah, once we run out of this, we're going to have to switch to something else. I have like some ciders. But yeah, I just wanted to...
I'm excited for this.
Drink this with you guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Ching, 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 ching. Cheers.
Cheers, shotties.
Oh my God, that's fucking awesome.
That's fire. That's fucking fire.
Wow. Make the shit again. Oh, no.
That's
wait,
fire.
What's the liquor?
Liquor 43. It's just gonna, called Liquor 43.
That's a new staple now. That was amazing.
Wait, that was really good.
Yeah.
Wait, it's a liqueur.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you read the notes? Because I also did not know what Liquor 43 is. I don't have it here.
I was like, off of what? Why do you read the notes? Off the bottle. Let me see.
All right. So if you happen to be a video watcher for Shots and Thoughts, this is what it is. Liquor 43. A secret Spanish family recipe of Mediterranean citrus fruits infused with selected botanicals. That's it.
What's the percentage?
30?
Okay.
Oh, 31.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. Delicious.
Delicious.
Yeah, that was awesome. I'm glad you opened my eyes to that.
All right, so now that we know the topic, let's get into the hypothesis. We're guessing what year was the first World Cup and who played in the final match.
Okay.
I had to do the research for this episode, so I can't guess. So it's just y'all two.
Okay, copy. All right.
All right.
I have a year guessed or a year in mind, but I'm trying to pick.
I don't think it's, I feel like this is a new thing.
I have one team, but I don't have another team.
How new?
I feel like it's like 19.
Keep going. No, it's not.
1970.
Oh,
okay. Who played?
Brazil.
Ooh.
And?
It's a good guess.
And Germany.
Germany. Who won?
I like that.
Brazil.
Brazil.
I like that.
So you just got to imagine actual football soccer fans are listening and just being like,
God damn. Yeah. Punching the fucking air right now.
All right, Chris.
Okay, I'm going to guess fucking 1938. Going other side of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Spain.
Mm.
And
Jesus, stop.
Spain and fucking England.
And England. And who won?
Spain.
Spain. Spain, 1938. Okay. Yeah. And what country do you think hosted the first one?
Oh, fucking hell. I'm going to go with Germany.
Germany?
Yeah.
I'm going with Spain.
Spain.
Nice.
All right. Well, let's get into it. You guys the link. Even though Craig couldn't do the research for us, we got to give a shout out to Craig anyways. Thanks,
always.
Craig. Always.
Oh, holy shit.
What happened?
Nuggets are leading Rockets 74-47.
Sounds about right.
You want to pour this for Ryan? Or?
Yeah. Good move. Ryan moved it away from all the electronics.
It's not my first rodeo.
You know the vibe. All right.
All right. Let's do it.
So this was all
We drink this now, right?
We do.
All right.
Dude, drink. I'm fucking all over the place today, guys. Just as good as the first time.
Yeah.
Get down with that. I got some things I need to do.
I'm going to start spiking people's drinks.
At work. I do enjoy espresso martinis. They get you like up.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a martini, like any kind of martini. Gin. It's vodka?
Pretty strong.
Or gin.
I think it's vodka, right? And vermouth?
I'm not sure. I'd be lying if I
You get it shaken or stirred.
Yeah.
Or licked.
Wait, what?
And on to FIFA.
Okay.
Wait, is that the drink that he gets? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. James Bond?
Yeah, he drinks something shaken, not stirred.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, the 1930... Oh, yeah. This is all from Wikipedia. so, a trusted source. The 1930 FIFA World Cup was the inaugural FIFA World Cup.
Whoa, 30s. Dude, how'd you nail that?
It's at 38.
Close.
Close enough.
Damn.
The World Championship for Men's Football Teams. It took place in Uruguay from July 13th through July 30th of 1930.
Wow, I was so off.
FIFA, football's international governing body, guesses on what FIFA stands for.
Federal International Football Association.
I think that is correct.
Federal, wow.
I think so, right. Yeah. Is the football's international governing body selected Uruguay as the host nation as the country would be celebrating the centenary of its first constitution, and the Uruguay national football team had successfully retained their football title at the 1928 Summer Olympics.
Wow.
All matches were played in the Uruguayan capital, Montevideo. I don't know if I'm saying that right, and I apologize. The majority of all the matches were played at Estadio Centenario, which was built for the tournament.
Oh, okay. Got
so you. Just a precursor to this, they decided to make the World Cup in 1930 because previously the World Championships were played at the Olympics.
Oh.
But the Olympic Association or whatever, I think it's the FOA, International Olympic Association, IOA.
Okay.
And FIFA kept on debating what was an amateur football player and a professional football player.
Damn.
Because Olympics is supposed to be only amateurs.
What?
Whoa.
Like the spirit of the Olympics is supposed to be amateur athletes.
Is that... Then why the fuck did we send the fucking dream team over there?
I think that was before, but maybe it's more open to make it exciting.
Oh. I don't know. Interesting. Mm. Wow, that's
why they
fact.
Broke up. That's why they broke off, because FIFA said that, or the Olympics said that having professional players at the time, this was 1930, was against the spirit of the Olympics.
Wow, that's so interesting.
But then we got fucking Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson. Who knows? So who knows what changed? But back then, that's why they split apart. That's why the World Cup is every 4 years to mimic.
Oh wow!
The Olympics.
Damn, that's okay.
All right, Ryan, go ahead.
All right, 13 teams, 7 from South America, 4 from Europe, and 2 from North America. Entered the tournament. Only a few European teams chose to participate because of difficulty of traveling to South America. The teams were divided into 4 groups, with the winner of each group progressing to semifinals. The first 2 World Cup matches took place simultaneously and were won by France and the United States.
What?
Wow. Go USA. Who defeated Mexico 4-1 and Belgium 3-0 respectively. Lucien Laurent of France scored the first goal in the World Cup history, while U.S. goalkeeper Jimmy Douglas posted the first clean sheet in the tournament the same day.
Is a clean sheet slang for no points scored?
Yeah, I'm assuming that's what it means.
Yeah.
If it's 3-0, yeah.
That makes sense.
Argentina, Uruguay, the United States, and Yugoslavia won their respective groups to qualify for the semifinals. In the final, hosts and pre-tournament favorites Uruguay defeated Argentina 4-2 in front of 68,346 people to become the first nation to win the World Cup.
Sheesh.
Wow, Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Uruguay. I don't know. So apparently they also won the The 1924 Olympics, the 1928 Olympics, and then the first FIFA World Cup.
Oh, shit.
Wait, say that
Dynasty.
Again.
Uruguay won the 1924 Olympics.
Okay.
The 1928 Olympics.
Okay.
And then the first FIFA World Cup in 1930. And then when they tried to do a second one in 1934, they held it in Italy. Uruguay protested and boycotted it because they were like,
"We won."
No, they were just like, I think the first World Cup, it was hard to get teams from Europe and other places to go to Uruguay. And then whenever they had it in Italy, they had no problem getting a bunch of teams over there. And they were like, "Well, that's fucked up. Everybody's so eager to go to Italy, but they're not down to come here." So they're like, "We're boycotting it."
Oh.
And I think they boycotted it the next few times. Yeah, they were running shit for like a decade.
Damn.
Run it.
You knew.
Gangsta.
All right, so now we're going to go to ilovequatar.net for 10 interesting World Cup. Oh, 15 interesting World Cup facts. All right, so number one, the most attended match in World Cup history was the 1950 World Cup final match between Brazil and Uruguay.
Uruguay.
The World Cup final officially recorded 173,850 spectators. However, some speculate that this number isn't accurate and believe approximately 199,884 to 200,000 people crammed into the Maracana Stadium in Rio de Janeiro.
Wow.
Trigger warning. But this match was also notorious for being a match that caused many Brazilian fans to commit suicide as their team had lost the game.
Wow.
That's something that I think we as Americans don't understand. Football is fucking serious business.
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
Oh, yeah.
Around the world.
Yeah. It's the biggest sport
around
the world.
The biggest sport in the world, but like people like...
Die hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we think the Yankees are assholes.
I saw something on... I don't know. I don't know the truthness or the validity behind this. But I saw, after the U.S. won, someone like was killed in.
Iran.
Yeah,
Iran. Yeah, I saw that.
Shit.
Yeah, because he was cheering for the USA team, and I guess
he was honking. He was honking his horn.
Oh.
And
damn, wild.
Like by citizens, or he was like arrested and executed. Like,
No. I think it was citizens, right?
I think there's like a like
or fans
like a kind of like I don't want to say like. There's a group that in the head.
Wow. Like,
it's real life stuff out there outside of the US.
Man. Like I could never I don't think I could ever love sports that much.
Yeah, right.
And I feel like I love sports like a decent amount.
The power of sports, man. You know how crazy. we get so tied into just like a video game fantasy, you know? Like for other people, it's just like.
It's real out here.
Yeah.
All right. Number two, Rye.
All right. Number two, player with the most World Cup wins in history. Brazil's football star. I was about to say superstar. Yeah, he's a superstar. Pelé won his first World Cup in 1958 in Sweden, Brazil's first win ever. He then helped Brazil win the next tournament in 1962 and finally took his team to the winning podium in 1970, which was also his final match.
Damn.
Final countdown.
So I also didn't know I was saying Pelé's name wrong my whole life.
What were you saying?
I always said Pelé.
Yeah, I always said Pelé.
Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
I mean, you're the one that watched soccer, so I imagine if any of the three of us are saying it correctly, it's...
No, I think it's Pelé. Pelé? Pelé. Yeah, it's Pelé.
I only know him because I had to do like a
Pelé.
Like random report on
Pelé,
him.
Pelé. It's Pelé.
I only know because of wrestling, because there's a Pelé kick where he does like a backward.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Pelé, yeah. That's right.
Well, wouldn't they put two accent marks? Because the second one is it.
Maybe because it's Portuguese.
Pelé. Pelé or Pelé?
I don't know. Shotties, you tell us. All right, number three, Chris.
Number three, the highest World Cup goal scorer, Germany's Miroslav Klose. Miroslav Klose has a record of 16 goals. Holy moly.
Damn.
Which even surpasses Ronaldo's record. He scored 5 goals in his debut in 2002 and then 5 goals again in 2006 in the 2006 tournament for which he won the Golden Boot. He later scored 4 goals in 2010 and 2 goals in the 2014 season.
Sheesh.
Damn. Give that man the rock.
Hot fire, bro. Miroslav, bro. All right, number 4, the most goals scored in a single World Cup. Just Fontaine.
That's a cool name.
That is. Just do it. Just Fontaine. That's fucking sick. France's Just Fontaine scored 13 goals during the 1958 tournament in Sweden.
He was out for blood.
The most goals ever scored in one tournament by one player.
Okay, number 5. 3.2 billion people turned into the 21st edition of the World Cup in 2018.
That's half the fucking world.
A ton of people. is the world 6 billion?
I think it was like, at that time, I think it's 7 billion.
Wow.
Jesus.
Jeez.
It's truly the fucking biggest sport in the world.
I love it.
America fucking needs to catch up with the times, brother.
The whopping number made the records almost half the world's population watch the matches. The number includes people who watch the matches on TV at home, out of home, or on digital platforms.
Damn, took everything. Damn. Everything into account.
When was that? 2018.
The last one, prior to this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel like it did not give that much attention.
I mean, America, as Americans, we're probably It is
There's
in the, yeah.
6 whole other continents that are fully populated.
You know, this is a cool story. I have a patient who has a friend that goes to their house. It's a very like open house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And he is all about soccer. He said, I come here, soccer. Soccer's best sport in the world. And I was like, yeah, soccer's great. And he said, but here in the U.S., what is this football? He's like, kind of trying to explain himself, like, why is not here in the U.S. same respect for soccer as if for the rest of the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just interesting, you know, like some sports, there's the reach, you know, is not as big as you think or smaller than you think.
I wonder if it's just like the accessibility. Because like you just need a soccer ball to practice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like the like tennis, you need a net and a racket and everything. Football, you need pads and a helmet and everything. It's just, it's why basketball is so popular in the Philippines. It's just ease of access.
How come? I don't know. It just goes down to sports. Like, It's crazy awesome seeing like the crossbreeds of like just sports in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like just speaking of the Astros, we have an amazing team from, you know, all over, you know, and just seeing like Luka, you know, just like excel in basketball. Like just like, or like you see these like people in different cultures, like in tennis or whatever it may be, just like just be dominant. And it's not isolated into just one country or area anymore, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome seeing
talent everywhere for everything.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah.
That is really cool. Oh, we went over this one.
We can skip that.
Deshadi was just saying that what we read earlier about Uruguay hosted the first cup in 19. So read this one?
Yeah.
Number 7, the 2002 tournament was the first ever to be hosted by two nations, South Korea and Japan. Initially, South Korea and Japan had both individually bid to host the championship. Japan then went on to reject the idea of co-hosting. However, they changed their mind and executed what FIFA claimed to be a pivotal decision to indicate how sport can defeat any differences. Wow.
Nice.
Wow. So sweet.
I think I remember like in the 2014 World Cup. I think North Korea had a team playing, and I was like, whoa, how is this allowed, right? Like, like this is, and then people were just cheering like it's a, you know,
yeah,
because everyone is you know, give sportsmanship to each other and things like that. So I was just like, whoa, like
that's new.
I mean, I guess we could just do that.
I guess we could just do that.
All right, number 8, oldest player to ever play in the World Cup, Egypt's Issam El Hadary.
Old.
Issam El Hadary, Egypt's goalkeeper, played at the 2018 World Cup in Russia at age 45.
Yeah, that's gangster.
Let's get it.
Let's go. The tournament also gave him the title of being the oldest player to have saved a penalty when he successfully stopped a penalty shot from Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
Damn, let's go. 45? Yeah,
that's awesome.
He looks way older than Tom Brady, who's at 42. But also, Tom Brady is surgery and Botox and shit.
Yeah.
You think so?
Dude, did you not see his face at like the first press conference?
No.
He looked wild.
It was melting.
He looked wild, bro.
Yeah. Oh, like Botox up? Or just wrinkled it?
He just looked fucking crazy, bro.
All right. Number 9. The fastest World Cup goal was Hakan Şükür of Turkey in 2002. Wow. Let's go, boy. Turkish player Hakan Şükür kicked off the first goal in 10.89 seconds into the match, playing against South Korea's as part of the third place playoffs.
Wow. Number 10, the 1966 World Cup trophy was stolen and then discovered by a dog named Pickles. This is the best. Ahead of the 1966 tournament that was taking place in England, the trophy was on display at the Methodist Central Hall in Westminster. A thief mysteriously evaded security and escaped with the trophy. It was later found under a bush in a residential area by a dog named Pickles.
Wow.
How cute.
Number 11. Ooh, sad news. Mexico is the team with the most World Cup losses. Mexico has lost a total of 25 matches since the tournament's inception.
Damn.
But I will say this. From what I've seen on TikTok, Mexico is one of the most lit countries there.
Like, oh, yeah.
Ingraining themselves with, like, the people all over the world. Like, it seemed like every country is like, oh, man, we love playing Mexico because the Mexican fans are so, like, fun.
Oh, so very cool.
Shout out to Mexico.
Number 12. Only two countries to have won the World Cup twice in a row, Italy and Brazil. The Italian team took home the World Cup trophy in 1934 and 1938. And the Brazilian team won the title in 1958 and 1962.
Wow. Back to back.
Back to back, boy.
Back to back.
Number 13. Two countries to have faced each other the most in World Cup finals is Argentina and Germany. Argentina and Germany have played against each other more than any other country. They faced each other in the finals of 1986, 1990, and 2014.
All right, number 14. Indonesia has played only one World Cup match in history. The Asian team made their World Cup debut at the 1938 tournament under the Dutch East Indies name. Mm. They played against Hungary, where they lost with a score of 6-0.
Yeah.
Number 15, first demountable FIFA World Cup stadium, Qatar. Stadium 974, built out of shipping containers, will go to be completely dismantled once the tournament ends.
Oh.
The objective of the dismantled stadium is to continue to overall waste reduction in stadium construction. Stadium is to contribute to overall waste reduction in stadium construction and components production.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Nice.
I know they wanted to use that stadium in other
World Cups. Made out of containers?
If it was possible to ship it there or wherever.
Wow.
That's awesome. All right. Well, that is 15 fun World Cup facts and the origin of the world's first World Cup. So Time for our third shot of the night, otherwise known as our shot to knowledge.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Cheers, brothers.
Cheers.
Fuck, that's good.
It's very pleasant.
All right.
I love it a lot.
I like it a lot.
All right. With that being said, we have our shot to knowledge. We learned all about it.
Sure did.
So it's time for an ad break. And we're back.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, why don't you tell them about those dice games?
Oh, my God. Because I can tell you right now that if you roll a one,
uh-oh,
you got a waterfall.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
You got a waterfall.
Oof.
Then if you roll a 2 through a 4, it's a fucking
knock on the door.
That's what I'm talking about. If you roll a 6 through a 8, you get
Jesus, I think we're I think we're way off, guys.
No, we're fine. We're fine.
You said 2 through 4, then a 6 through 8.
It's all right.
He's coming back to 5.
It's a okay. Sorry. If you roll a 2 through 4, you get to choose a mate and everyone drinks.
Just came back to you.
Yeah. Wow. If you roll a 5 through a 7, it's a fantasy draft. If you roll a 8 through a 10, we freestyle. If you roll 11 through 13, we play fast thoughts. If you roll a 14 through 16, we play death saves. If you roll a 17 through 19, we play word tennis. And if you roll a 20, you make everyone else drink. Plus you get to choose any game from any season.
All right.
I like it.
So, without further ado,
let's roll some dice.
Before we roll some dice,
let's not roll some dice.
This is something we've never done before, and it's strictly because I did not do the tallies before. But we're gonna do a live count of the votes to see who won our last draft with it was Ryan's snack ideas: sweet, salty,
sour,
and sour. Okay, so Chris, why don't you pull up the Instagram?
Sure.
I will say this. We had one vote off Twitter already that was for your boy.
Ryan.
No. Chris, why don't you go ahead and read the comments from the shotties?
We have one vote for Ryan from Ryan.
So that does not count.
Wait, do you want me to literally read the comments?
No. You can if one is particularly funny, then you could do that. I don't know.
Okay, so we have...
Just say
hold
Ryan.
On a second. if like one like podcast channel, does that count as one vote?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So we got one for Sean via the shrimp chips. Got one for the kid. We got one for Sean, another one for Sean, one for Chris, one that's just pure anti-raisinets.
So one.
I think a negative one.
Yeah, right. we got one more for Sean, one more for Sean, one more for Chris. One more for Sean. This looks like two more for Sean.
More reason.
More reason at slander.
Another
how?
One.
I thought I'd get at least one.
That's it on Instagram. I don't know about DMs or anything. But
yeah, that was pretty much it.
So sorry, Ryan.
So,
Does the world really hate Raisinets?
I saw a bunch of comments like, Ryan, you know what you did. Ryan, you're a liar. Raisinets? Oh. So, going from most to least. You got your boy with 9, the kid with 4.
Oh my gosh.
And the umami poppy.
With 10.
With 0.
Negative 10.
So,
give me this tasty drink.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
no.
better night to take the... Take the shot.
I thought I'd get one Raisinets fan.
Not one.
Not a one.
Cheers to my Raisinets. The closet raisinette.
Closet raisinette.
Yeah. I'll be the
martyr.
Yeah, the martyr.
And guys who think Ryan was trolling, he absolutely was not. The next day he sent us a photo of him eating raisinettes.
Yep.
I love raisinettes.
We know.
Oh man. Okay, so let's go ahead and roll to see who goes first. Ryan.
Yeah.
Get me.
Oh, that's why I said
14.
Get me.
Oh. And then we started talking about Trey songs.
14 for Chris, 8 for me.
Give me that.
5 for Ryan.
Damn. All
right, Chris, first right, roll
let's
of
roll
the
this
night.
Motherfucker. Shablam! Another 14. Which is it? There you go.
My God.
3 years of this shit.
I know. We keep changing the goddamn
Death
games.
Saves.
Death saves.
All right. I wish we could show this on camera better.
Death saves.
All right.
Should we do this?
Yeah, we'll put it on here. Okay. Shotties, y'all know the vibe. If we roll a single digit, that's a death. If we roll a double digit, that's a save. Every death is a shot. Every save takes away a shot. And we roll until we either have 3 deaths or 3 saves.
That's the game.
Every one, though, the lowest you can roll is a 1. Every one is 2 deaths. And the highest you can roll, a 20, is 2 saves.
Talk about it. All right,
let's get it.
It's your boy. Get it. Get
wow.
It, get it.
A 4.
A 4.
Ooh.
10.
A 10.
Okay. All right. Cancel. Where's 0?
12. One more.
Here we go. That's 16.
Yo, we've been fucking good easy. At death saves, brother.
Easy bread.
All right.
Okay, that's a 9, but
that's easy bread.
It's double.
It's fine. It's fine. I rolled a 2. Shout out to
it's
the suit.
Easy
crew.
Bread.
It's fine.
I shouldn't have said anything. I shouldn't
single.
Have said shit.
Single. Oh. What is that? A 7.
Bro.
Wow.
Literally
Sean
3
has
to the
taken
dome.
The lead.
Seconds after saying. Seconds after saying.
Wow.
I think you gave me 1 extra, right?
4. Yeah, I did.
All right. Pour me up.
Okay.
Do we have
right
enough?
Now? Yeah. We have enough, yeah.
Okay.
Probably just for this.
We got enough because I ain't flopping.
I like that.
I ain't flopping TikTok.
You doing it all back to back? All right.
Yeah, it's
give
too
it
delicious.
To him. Give him that lick.
Okay.
Give him a stick.
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 All right, it's over, right? All right.
How about
no
this?
More?
No. There's it.
17, you like that? How about this? A 7?
Okay.
How about this?
15.
A 15.
One
and
more.
How about this?
11. Beautiful. Well done. Well done.
Looks like Sean.
Oh, scoreboard looks a little different this week.
Scoreboard look a little different. All right. It's your boy.
All right.
Rolling for the game.
Rolling for the game.
If I can find a D20.
Nickname's Dame.
Fast thoughts.
Ooh. All right, shotties. This is played just like Fast Thoughts in Family Feud. So, or it's Fast Money in Family Feud. Right?
Yeah.
Fast Money. Yeah. So, what we're gonna do is we have 5 random prompts that we've typed up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have 30 seconds to fill it up.
Yep.
And then Ryan and Chris will. Right after me, have 20 seconds to answer the same questions.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. If you answer the same answers previously, you get an X.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Let it get it.
Chris, set the timer up for 30 seconds.
What's up?
Ryan, you read the question.
All right. Timer starts after
the first question is read.
Yeah.
Okay.
You hear someone break into your house. What's the first thing you do?
Yep.
Wish I had a gun.
Name a beer.
Shiner.
A wrestler from the 90s.
Shawn Michaels.
Best breakfast food.
Waffles.
What's the average bedtime in America?
10 p.m.
We're done.
Oh, all shit. Right. Wow.
Okay.
We have maybe 13 seconds left.
Wow.
My wish for a gun won't go over well. Both sides. Traitor. Pussy, you don't own a gun.
That's funny.
All right. Put 20 seconds on the clock, Chris.
All right.
All right. Ryan, time will start after the first question is answered.
Okay.
You hear someone break into your house. What's the first thing you do?
Call the cops.
Name a beer.
Modelo.
A wrestler from the 90s.
The Rock.
Best breakfast food.
Bacon.
What's the average bedtime in America?
11.
Oh.
Solid.
Nice.
Bacon. I fucked that one up. That's that's the fucking winner. And yeah. The Rock. The bacon and The Rock.
Wow. Love it.
That's on it.
Oh, shit.
What was your beer? Modelo? All right.
I don't even drink Modelo. All
right. Time starts after I read the first question.
All right.
You hear someone break into your house. What's the first thing you do?
Lock my door.
Name a beer.
Guinness.
A wrestler from the 90s.
Tori Wilson.
Best breakfast food.
Hash browns.
Average bedtime in America.
9 p.m.
Time.
Wow.
Truly a degenerate. Also, I like how you lock the doors while the guy's in the house already.
Yeah, I don't know where I was going. I was thinking about like just like hunkering down. Yeah, to my bedroom. Yeah, I meant like my bedroom door.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
I mean, I think you may have hit it the 9 o'clock.
I feel like 9 o'clock is the correct answer, but I feel like most people will say
10 o'clock.
10.
I wish my average was 9 p.m.
What was your breakfast food?
Hash browns.
Hash browns. Fuck. Definitely lost. Hash browns and bacon, those are top tier. I automatically thought carbs. But I guess hash brown is...
What's
your beer?
Guinness.
Guinness.
I think this is pretty even, though.
I don't know how to spell Guinness. I'm not going to lie to you.
I think it's E-S-S. G-U-R. Yeah, that's right. E-S-S, yeah.
Okay. All right, so from the top, from me to Chris, or me to Ryan to Chris, you hear someone break into your house. What's the first thing you do? Wish for a gun. Name a beer, Shiner. Wrestler from the 90s, HBK. Best breakfast food, waffles. Average bedtime in America, 10 p.m.
All right. You hear someone break into your house. What's the first thing you do? Call the cops. Name a beer, Modelo. A wrestler from the 90s, The Rock. Breakfast food, best breakfast food, bacon. What's the average bedtime in America? I said 11.
Someone breaks into my house. What's the first thing I do? Lock the bedroom door. Name a beer.
I like the edit there. You changed it to bedroom door.
Fuck. Okay, whatever. Just go lock the door, whatever.
Stay in here,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, exactly. It was a mistake to
you're
come
locked in
this
here
house.
With me.
Yeah.
I caught you.
Fucking shit. Name a beer. Guinness. Name a wrestler from the 90s. Tori Wilson.
Unhinged.
Name Why best her, breakfast food. Oh, she did a lot of things for me. Hash browns. average bedtime in America, 9 p.m. Yeah, like she got me into wrestling.
Her athleticism. All right, shotties. Like always, Chris is going to put together a graphic. We're going to post that on IG or wherever else. And you guys will vote on who do you think had the best answers.
I like that a lot.
All right, so Ryan, last game of the night.
Last game of the night, I am rolling A3.
Oh!
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep!
Wow.
Wow, no game really, just drink. We're all out, huh?
I think we have enough just for
little sip.
Just for this.
Wow. It was fate.
Well-timed.
Uh-oh. Booker drops 51 and 3/4.
Jesus.
Wow.
Are we playing them?
No.
We're playing the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Which probably have a 51-point lead on us now. Cheers, brothers.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers, fellas.
Wonderful.
That's really good.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if I can drink a lot of that, but I think the amount that we just had right now
Yeah.
Maybe like that's a martini.
Probably like 6 ounces total we had tonight.
Because it was 3 shots of espresso, and then I tried to keep the same exact amount. So I guess.
Yeah, 6 ounces total.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Pretty good.
Nice.
All right, but yeah, that's it for this. Oh, what's the tally?
The tallies. Chris with 4, Ron with 5, Sean with 7.
Woo!
Wow.
Is that 2 weeks in a row? I feel like I lost last
time. That is 2 weeks.
Because I lost the freestyle in unprecedented fashion.
Yeah. How the turns have tabled.
How the turntables.
Table turn how.
Okay, so the first World Cup was hosted in Uruguay. And the finals.
What is it?
Did I say it
weird? No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
Right,
and the finals was. Fuck you guys.
The final countdown.
Was Uruguay versus Argentina, which Uruguay won. They retain their. Right? It was Argentina?
Go ahead.
Okay. They retain their championship that they had won in the 2 previous Olympics, truly doing a dynasty. That was in 1930. And. Some fun facts. Let's see. Let's try to name as many as possible.
Oh, man.
Holy fuck. I'm going to go for it. All right. Argentina versus Germany is the most common matchup in the finals. Mexico has the most losses. Was it Indonesia or Thailand?
It was Indonesia.
Indonesia, because it was the East Indies back then.
East Indies.
They played 1 game in the World Cup. This year's World Cup in Qatar is made out of shipping containers, and it can be put up and taken down. Let's see what else. The first World Cup, 1930, Uruguay.
Yep.
The person who scored the most in 1 World Cup tournament is Just Fontaine, the coolest name.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not as cool as David
Chattanooga.
The guy with the most wins at most World Cup wins. Is Pele. Was it wins or championship wins?
I don't remember.
I think championship wins. He's won 3 times, Pele. I feel like that's a decent amount of facts, guys.
Yeah,
that's a good amount.
You got at least like
there was
10.
The joint venture between South Korea and Japan.
That's right, that's right. What else did I miss? You guys, anything come to your head?
The trophy was found by a dog.
By Pickles.
All of Chris's.
All right.
Good amount. Solid amount.
Solid. Solid take. Easy claps.
Easy claps. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and skip straight to After Hours recommendations. Make a Carajillo with your friends. Carajillo.
Carajillo.
Your friends. Liquor 43 espresso. Real tasty. But let's go ahead and end this episode. Want to give a shout out to all you guys for listening. If we were on your Spotify Wrapped by chance, please do share that with us because that'd be really cool. We were on a few people's last year's. We got ours in. I think we're like the number one podcast for like a couple people, which is pretty cool.
Number one.
I think we were in like the top 15% of all podcasts shared like globally. We're in the top 15%.
I'll take that.
Between last year and this year, we've had 330% increase in listeners.
Wow.
We've had like a 90 something percent increase in followers on Spotify.
Wow.
We were played in 30 different countries.
Are we still top in Iceland or whatever that was?
So I think this is only Spotify.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like we were top in Iceland in like Apple or something.
Oh, okay.
So it's different.
Gotcha.
But we had a pretty good year. We had our Spotify Wrapped. We saw our stats. So shout out to you guys for listening to us on Spotify.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Not a sponsor.
Yeah, not a sponsor. Fuck them. Actually, that is our podcast host. So
not fuck you.
But thank you guys for listening to us on Spotify. And yeah, if you do your Wrapped and we're on there, go ahead and share that with us. We'd love to see that.
And win an Amazon gift card for $75.
No. No more.
I'm just kidding.
But thank you guys so much for supporting us this year. It's been a lot of fun. We've taken a lot of breaks, but I feel like, you know, it's chill. We're having fun with it.
Yep.
We're
older now.
We've had our biggest year ever so far. We're almost about to hit our 3-year anniversary.
Wow.
Crazy. So just thank you guys so much for rocking with us because we're rocking with you. And
roll out.
Yeah, got to give a shout out to our regular shout outs of our network, Cultivate. Thanks for supporting us. Whoop, whoop. And also the Summit State of Mind Bros.
Are they still podcasting?
They are podcasting quite
absolutely.
A bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So shout out to them. They're like the official Rockets podcast for Apollo Media.
Right.
So
gang, gang.
Yeah. And they're doing watch parties. We should go to a watch party soon. But yeah, shout out to you guys. Thank all you guys for listening. We'll see you guys next week for After Hours. Later.
Later.
Bye.
Later. Later. My God.